This is lecture segment 3. Again, the quotations from lecture segment 3 are on the second slide in the presentation. Lecture segment 3 is about the main features of the garters. So it's entitled, What are the main features of the garters? In depicting the garters, Atwood draws on a long history of utopian communities in American culture, in particular what has been called the Back to the Land movement of the late 1960s. One of the ways that this movement manifested itself was with the Whole Earth Catalog, which was a collection of design aids, maps, gardening implements, carpentry and masonry tools, metalworking equipment, and so on, that were supposed to allow Americans to grow their own food, build their own houses, and find other ways of living that did not involve consumerism. And there were a series of groups that, I probably mentioned this, that moved to sort of remote locations in California or parts of Vermont or parts of West Virginia, these kind of communes that were attempting to live off the land. There are still sort of vestiges of those today, although most of them sort of collapsed under their own weight. All right, so we are introduced to the gardener's lifestyle in Chapter 10, the first time Toby goes to live with them, and Chapter 13, the first time Wren goes to live with them. We learn that they live in a half-abandoned building. I lived with Lucerne and Zeb in a building about 5 blocks from the garden. It was called the Cheese Factory because that's what it used to be, and it still had a faint cheesy smell to it. After the cheese, it was used for artist lofts, but there weren't any artists left, and nobody seemed to know who owned it. Meanwhile, the gardeners had taken it over. They liked living in places where they didn't have to pay high rent. So instead of living in brand new housing, as do characters associated with the corpse, the gardeners are content to live in buildings that have been abandoned. And so again, Atwood is kind of drawing on historical practices here. So for example, in New York in the 1970s, you would have a lot of people, artists, sometimes sort of people, some of those kind of back to the lander type folk, people who wanted to live outside of consumer society, would move into these abandoned buildings in New York and kind of create these sorts of commune type situations. Okay, so this is one of the features of the gardeners, that instead of living in walled compounds, they sort of take over buildings that no one else wants. So we also learn, as we move into the description, that the gardeners all share work. So they have a kind of almost communist practice. Gardener children are forbidden to make friends with plebe rats. They grow their own food, and they wear drab clothing. Both Toby and Wren depict the gardener's way of living as somewhat shocking. It takes time for each to get used to living with the gardeners. So we'll have characters talking about this kind of smell, right? The smell of compost that you sort of attaches to your body after you've been living with the gardeners long enough. They have to adopt to kind of odd things like cleaning out their own latrines or their own sort of porta potties. They call them bialettes in the novel. Everybody's working all the time. Everybody is doing things like going out into the community and doing what they call gleaning. So one of the things they'll do is they'll go pick up old bottles of beer and old bottles of wine in order to make vinegar out of them. Sometimes the younger gardeners end up drinking the old beer and the old wine. Atwood doesn't depict the gardeners as perfect, but certainly we're meant to see this lifestyle as very different from both the sort of plebe communities that surround the gardeners and then definitely also the corpse. Okay, but you can probably also discern more of these specific features yourself. So one of the things I'll ask you to do for today and Wednesday is to edit the Google document entitled Main Features of Margaret Atwood's The Year of the Flood. There I'll ask you to write down as many things you can about the gardeners under the heading Gardeners, including your own sort of thoughts about why Atwood, you know, includes a particular feature, or perhaps what something the gardener does reminds you of from real life. The document itself will have more concrete instructions. So you can either do that now, or you can wait until the end of these lectures. Okay, that's the end of lecture segment 3.